tusks.
Mm-hmm.
Tusks.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to put food, the things you'd put food in for a hog there.
Oh, troughs.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Uh-huh. Now, boars are wild hogs.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, here are a few other things that have to do with farm life. Do you know or have any name for the noise that, say, a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Well, I don't know what you call it, but...
What about the noise that a cow would make during feeding time? Any... You say she's doing
what? Well, they chew the cud, if that's what you...
Mm-hmm. And so the noise that a horse makes?
Hmm.
What kind of noise?
They whinny.
And say you've got some horses and mules and cows and so forth. When they're getting hungry, you say, you have to go out and do what? And
graze.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Do you have any name for, say, horses and mules and cows all together, just the what?
A herd.
Mm-hmm. And what about, say, turkeys and hens and geese and all these together? You have any name for?
A flock.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call them fowl? Just
fowl.
And a hen on a nest of eggs is
setting hen.
Mm-hmm. And the place where chickens live would be maybe in a.
There's a chicken run or chicken yard. Or,
mm-hmm. What about maybe just a little shelter that they might run under? You have any name?
Oh,
for that?
Chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. And you remember, children especially like to do this as a part of the chicken that you eat that you like to pull apart like that.
It's the pulley bone.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the superstition that goes with that?
Hmm?
Do you remember the superstition that goes with that about the pulley bone?
Yes, uh-huh. You wish on it, and the one that gets the short end is going to have the wish come true.
Oh.
And the long end loses. I believe that's it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the edible inside parts of a chicken, do you have any name for that?
Liver and gizzard.
Mm-hmm. Is there, you have any name that covers all that together? Like the liver and the gizzard and the heart, maybe?
What would you call it?
I don't have any name for it.
Well, I don't know whether you'd... Well, they sell them wrapped separately on the chicken you buy in the stores, and you use them for the gravies or seasoning, you know.
That's one part of the chicken I don't eat and have never eaten, so...
Well, I love liver. I'm crazy about little chicken livers. I cook with those all the time. You can wash them good and dip them in salt and pepper them. They're mighty good.
And my wife eats those. She eats the gizzards, too, and I've never...
You don't eat chicken livers. Well, they're good for you. Everybody should eat some liver. And I haven't been doing it, and so that was why I had it the other night. You know, I just got over for liver.
They put my mother on that when my sister was coming. You know, when she was carrying my sister, she couldn't stand it with them.
And they say it's just a blood villain thing. You know, if you're anemic, they make you drink liver, you know, the juice and all. And that's horrible. I hate to do that now. Mm-hmm. But I'm really very fond of... I had mine with bacon, but bacon and liver, broil liver, but I like it with the onions and, you know, and make a gravy and everything. It's good.
Oh,